through the end of the year. That's coming up in 15 minutes. This is a Musers morning show tradition. We always visit with this gentleman right before Christmas, right before we go on Christmas vacation. Joining us now on the ticket hotline from the North Pole, it's Santa Claus. Good morning, Santy. How are you?
Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, same to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Santa.
Even old Santy doesn't say Merry Christmas anymore, Job.
Why?
Well, because it excludes the kids. Combine the fact I've been excluding kids for years on the basis that they're poor or Muslimed up, but...
Golly.
Of course, old Santy doesn't want to offend anyone by saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of taking the Christ out of Christmas?
Never been a big believer.
All right.
Santa Claus.
Yeah. You stop it. You get worse every year.
I took some college courses and read a Dawkins book, and I've been an atheist ever since, to be quite honest with you. But...
All right. Wow. Never knew that. Well, how is everything up there at the North Pole? How's the team of reindeer? Are you guys ready for the big night? How's Rudolph?
Well, Rudolph's been in the grave for quite a few years, Craig.
I didn't know this. Stepped in a bear trap, apparently.
Kids, have you ever heard of heroin?
Would you stop it?
Rudolph sure had. It was the same story year after year. Every 23rd of December or so, I'd have to go drag him out of some shooting gallery and get him back up to the North Pole, get him sobered up with some methadone and black coffee, and swab his crusted track marks with some witch hazel and salve, and debate whether this year would be his last. But Rudolph ended up running with a bad crowd. They ended up killing a girl in Wyoming. I paid for the defense. But bottom line, horrible smack problem.
So Rudolph died of a drug overdose.
Well, we're debating where
he did not die of a drug overdose. I had to put a bullet in his head outside of a forest in Hartford, Connecticut there.
Why?
He knew too much.
I'm going to hang up. This is not Santa Claus.
But the rest of the reindeer are just fine, kids. Don't worry about them.
Oh, yeah, don't worry
now,
kids.
The rest of them just fine. Dasher and Dancer and Vixen and Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. Mm-hmm. All of them just fine.
Didn't you leave out Prancer?
Prancer died in the mid-80s of the gay cancer. Sorry you brought that up. But
stepping in reindeer bear traps left
and right.
They've
made a lot of advances in drug cocktails since then, kids. Don't worry about the rest of the reindeer. They're just fine.
So that's why he was called Prancer.
Jeez.
We're visiting with Santa Claus from the North Pole.
This is not Santa Claus. I'm telling you. It is not Santa Claus.
Oh, come on, Job. Hey, is my chicken ready yet? I'm laughing. I remember when that kid said that to you. I was watching him say that to you in my magic snow globe.
Oh, yeah?
In the North Pole.
Cool.
Had my Santa pants eased down.
Well, that's weird.
At the time.
We always like to check in on Mrs. Claus. Santa, how's the missus?
Thought it'd be good.
Oh, Mrs. Claus, I hear she's fine.
Here?
I hear she's fine.
Well, she left old Santy a few years back. Marriages are hard. Marriages are very hard. And she left me for a black guy.
Why not?
Well, she said she always wanted a brother, and I always thought she meant that she wanted a sibling, but I walked in on her in the workshop, and there she was, sprawled across the workbench with what appeared to be the entire Wu-Tang Clan working over.
Good night. This is just...
But we went to counseling, and, you know, we're friends now, and we just realized it's better if old Santy and Mrs. Claus just aren't married anymore.
Gotcha.
It's just better that way, you understand?
Yeah. So you're a bachelor.
Hey, bachelor, that's right. I've been dating Mel Gibson's ex, but nothing serious there. But divorce rates are really high up here in the North Pole.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as are the rates for suicide, unfortunately. I've had 14 elves do themselves in since Thanksgiving.
Wow, that's quite a high rate.
Well, it works in a contagion, you know, one after the other. Mm-hmm. I sit around listening to all this emo music all the time, so, I mean, you know.
Are you working them too hard, or not paying them enough?
Hey, I'll tell you what, they're busting Santa's balls for more bennies. But You know what? F that. I can get this crap made in China for half the price. I'm doing them a favor.
Santa?
Oh, boy. He's fine. Don't ask about what's wrong with him.
I've been quite a smoker for a few years, and I think it's catching up with old Santa Claus.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, the pipe, right?
Well, no, I got into cigarettes pretty heavy there.
Oh, God.
After the divorce.
I'm telling you, it was hard lighting up on the sleigh, you know, as a pipe, but I just said I got one of them windless lighters and able to light my cool mint balls. Wind went better that way for a while, and then doctor did an x-ray. And it's not looking good in old Sandy's chest, kids.
This is not Santa. Santa would not chain smoke and do half the stuff that this guy's talking about.
So this may be old Santa Claus's last Christmas.
Wow, is there an heir apparent who would take over? Huh?
Well, I'm in early preliminary negotiations with the devil.
Oh my God.
What?
I figure if I can sell my soul to the devil, he'll give me a few more years to deliver presents.
No, don't do that.
I'm sacrificing myself, George.
And you know what? It's for the kids, so by any means possible.
Not, this is not Santa. I just want to close my ears to all this nonsense.
But outside of all of that, happy holidays.
Well, Merry Christmas, awesome. Santa. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and yours.
Good luck later this week. There he goes.
Not Santa. Not Santa from the North Pole. 8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket up next. We'll determine the